May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. As I was reading through this week's scripture, the word that stood out to me a few times that was used in the gospel from John was to dwell. Not only does Jesus say that in his Father's house there are many dwelling places, but he also says that God dwells within him. And the image that came to my mind was those Russian nesting dolls that dwell within each other. So when we dwell in the place that Jesus prepared for us, so too he has dwelled in the place that God has prepared for him. God's mission on earth is accomplished through him, and the pattern repeats itself. Jesus dwells in God, and we are to dwell with and in Jesus. The pattern repeats itself as we are called to be people who accomplish Jesus's work in the world. And as our mission statement here at Calvary reminds us, we are called to be Jesus's hands, heart, and feet in a broken world, and to repair all that is not whole around us. On Wednesday night, I was having dinner with a friend who is faced with a very difficult decision. And I won't go into the story because it's her story to tell, but what I will say is the decision she is faced with is going to be life-altering for her and for her family. And my friend said that no matter which path she takes, whether she goes in the yes direction or the no direction, either path would lead to pain and regret. There was no clear right answer that wouldn't cause suffering. And she lamented to me that if there could just be a third option, right? If there was just something a little more gray, not so black and white, if a new space could open up with a new possibility, perhaps all would not be lost. But in that moment, I know she wanted me to say, well, this is the third way, but I didn't have within me that sense of clarity to lend to her. But what I did say that was that perhaps God's imagination for what's possible goes beyond what we can imagine for what is possible. And when I said this, I said, you know, maybe you should think about how God has a bigger imagination than we do. She said, I knew the pastor in you was going to come out at some point in this dinner. And I told her that just like my pastoral identity comes out, so does my Anglican identity, because in Anglicanism, as you may know, we're all about the middle way, the media via. We're all about trying to find that third way, not thinking of things in black and white or this or that, but trying to have a more nuanced approach. And what's more, God's imagination for the fullness of life that we are promised contains multitudes. So the image that I'm working with here is that sometimes we think or we feel that we are in this cramped, shabby room. Perhaps there are no windows, but it just feels oppressive. But then Jesus reminds us that in my Father's house, There are many dwelling places. There are many dwelling places. And the spirit of wisdom and grace that dwelled within Jesus dwells within us because we too are beloved children of God. So for those of us, and I count myself among this group, who like to maintain a sense of certainty and control, the fact that there are many dwelling places within God's house may be hard to truly accept. We might prefer to think that in the Father's house there is right or wrong. In the Father's house there is a clear blueprint for how we should live our lives. But in reality, God doesn't often provide us with that roadmap. Rather, as we open doors, God is with us. As we try things out, as we discern, as we pray, as we move forward with hope, God is with us. I had a patient at Children's Hospital. She was maybe 9 or 10. And when I left to come here full time at Calvary, she made me a poster, and I have it hanging upstairs. And the poster says, "Until God opens the next door for you, praise Him while you're standing in the hallway. Until God opens the next door for you, praise Him while you're standing in the hallway." I love this image because for that child, there was immense uncertainty in her life. And yet she had this spirit of praising God, even in the uncertainty. So I pray that we all might be people who, when we feel like we're hitting those dead ends, or when we feel like we're in a cramped space, we would maintain hope that God is with us as we journey. We would strengthen that muscle that helps us to see God, not in the black and white, but in the middle space. Having this kind of faith, this ability to praise God while you're standing in the hallway, it's not easy, but it's simple, if that makes sense. And by that I mean those of us who are prone to overthinking or perseverating, we might do well if we just breathe and step back and let God do some of that heavy lifting for us. So in addition to saying that there are many dwelling places within God's house, Jesus also says that He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. As I see it, Jesus is saying that life is not just one big choose-your-own-adventure game. What He is saying that is that if you follow Him, if you believe in your heart of hearts that He is the way, you will be led to dwelling places that are more spacious than anything you can imagine. So if you find yourself in the hallway of life, unsure what door might open next, or if one will open at all, you are not alone. Like my friend who is faced with this very difficult decision, sometimes it seems like we just want to fast forward through the uncertainty. We want to just get right over to the other side, no worse for the wear. But the truth is that following in the way of Jesus, trusting that He is the way, is sometimes difficult, and it's sometimes confusing. If there was a GPS for all of this, I'm sure we would use it, but there isn't. Instead, when we trust God, even though the way is unclear, we put our faith in something bigger than worry, anxiety, fret, or fear. So this is my blessing for those who find themselves in life's uncertain places. When the tendency is to fixate or fret, have faith. When the tendency is to see things in a black or white way, may you be blessed with the wisdom that comes from being in between. And just at that moment when you think the next doorway will never, ever open, may you be surrounded by all manner of sustenance, prayer, and support so that you too can have the wherewithal to praise God in the hallway. Amen.